We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The
score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
The Scottish Hammer sends up a tail down spiral and a beauty all the way. Muff the football. It's still loose. Giants recover inside the 40-yard line of the Bears. That was a tough punt to deal with in the wind, high hang time, and it's recovered by the New York Giants. Coming up with the football is the running back, Gary Brightwell. Here in the fourth quarter with 2:01 to play in it, massive turnover, and the Bears' plan did not come to fruition.
Punt returning is not easy. It is a very specific skill. It is much like being an outfielder in baseball.
Uh-huh.
And there's one first big rule there of punt returning.
Catch the ball.
Or as they say in football, secure the catch.
Secure the catch. You tuck in your elbows. Use your body. Do whatever you got to do to try and catch the ball in that situation when your coach has made the decision that that's what you're going to do. You're going to play defense because they don't have a quarterback, and you're going to, instead of trying to get 2 yards, you're going to punt it away so that you can then get the ball with no timeouts and less time.
To get more yards.
To try and get more yards with an offense that struggles. Matt Eberflus, at the beginning of the press conference, Dan, like he came into the press conference like ready to talk about his decision-making there, and then he talked about it more. So Mike was nice enough to put them both together.
I thought our kicking game was good, you know, at times. We really flipped the field. I thought it was solid. It really gave us a chance to win. You know, then we come down at the fourth quarter. You know, we decide at 3:03, which I think was a great decision, at the punt and pin. They had 3:03. It was 4th and 2. We punt and pin. We had 3 timeouts. We banged the first 2 right there. And then when Velas gets the punt there, we were going to have 1 timeout, you know, above 2 minute at midfield, you know, so that we were going to flip the field right there. So that gives us a chance to go score that touchdown, go for the 2-point conversion to tie the game. You know, so I thought that was a good operation there. And, you know, no one feels as bad as Velas does. And we understand that. We're going to rally our team around him. We, you know, we obviously are our brothers in there, and we're going to rally around Velas. And we told Matt at the end of the game there for sure.
The decision to punt, you defended it in your opening statement. Do you view that as successful, given that you guys then forced a punt out of that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that was great. To me, that was we banged the timeouts when we were supposed to. We let the other one go because we had the 2 minute. We were going to get the ball above 2 minute with a timeout at midfield. Because you know, I believe the punter outkicked the coverage a little bit, and we had Velas Jones back there. I mean, we had great blocking. There was a wide space for us to be able to return that ball to midfield, and now got a drive there to be able to score, like I said, and tie with a 2-point.
You're 3rd and 3 at the 5. You get a 1-yard run from Herbert, 4th and 2 at the 4, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What is the thought process in the conversation that goes on about whether to go forward or whether to keep up?
Yeah, those are all numbers that we have going into the game. So, you know, if we were going to go, we were going to go. And if we were going to kick it, we were going to kick it. And you always got to look at the score. You know, you got to look at the time of the game and the score. And that's constant conversation that I'm having upstairs and with Getsy the whole time. You know, when he's going, when he's not going. And a lot of those times it doesn't work out. You know, I'm saying, hey, we're going on 4th and inches. Hey, we're going on 4th and 3 or better or less. That's all happening during the course of the game. And a lot of times, sometimes that happens, and sometimes we don't get to that situation. We end up punting. But
a lot of times when teams run on that 3rd down situation,
It's usually because they've decided to
stay out there. No doubt. When you're in that quad zone there, that's no doubt. That's exactly what you're getting there. And teams that do that across the league.
Okay, so there are some facts that are not in evidence here that I have a problem with. Just so we know, this is from the official, the game log. The punt was 59 yards. Velus Jones fumbled the punt at the 34. So this idea that he was going to get 16 yards.
Even had he caught it, and off, let's say he secures the catch off balance, gets his head turned back toward the field, and then sets out on his return plan, they're presuming 16 yards?
Yeah, he said that we were going to have the ball at midfield. He caught the ball at the 34. The other part is like, who's Velus Jones? Like, he's talking about him as if he's some sort of known commodity in the NFL.
It's his first ever game.
Correct. So I don't like that from Flusie. The other thing I don't like from Flusie on this is throughout the press conference with the Bears beat, they asked him about plays, including the one, the fumble. And his whole thing was, well, I've got to look at the tape because, you know, my vantage point, blah, 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 blah. But you saw that you had the return completely blocked up from your vantage point to get you to midfield. You can get on out of here with all that nonsense. But the bigger, my overarching thing when it comes to this is, if your mechanism worked well, I'm cool with giving you a thumbs up on that. Your strategy in that moment to then force them, because they had no quarterback, to kick it, to basically end up in the same position that you were in already. It was 4th and 2 from the Bears 45 when you decided, we'll punt and pin. If you don't trust your offense to get you 2 yards in that situation and then go on to drive to score a touchdown and then go on to score a 2-point conversion to then tie the game, then how am I supposed to take you seriously?
There's a simple question in there, too. How could you possibly trust that defense on that day?
Well, I get it. You trust them because they're running wildcat at that point.
But you couldn't stop it.
But they did. I understood that part of it. The part I don't understand is you're asking for a lot with less time on the clock. You're taking a full minute off instead of just being like, let's go get 2 yards. Maybe we even get 2 yards with our quarterback that likes to run with a designed run play for the quarterback.
Maybe you get more.
And you've got more time to work through all of it. But it's ifs and buts and candy and nuts for Matt Eberflus there. What he's counting on. Like, let's go through it, Dan. He's counting on them stopping the Giants on 3 plays, they did that. He's counting on then getting the ball back in better field position than the Bears already had. Then he's counting on the Bears driving to get a touchdown. Then he's counting on them getting a 2-point conversion. Then he's counting on them going to overtime and winning the game.
That's why I said what I said about, as awful as it felt that Velus Jones dropped that ball at the end of the game, they weren't going anywhere. I didn't feel that bad about it because I didn't feel they got cheated out of this opportunity that they were going to cash in. They weren't driving down the field for a touchdown and a 2-point conversion and winning the game in overtime.
The
what
opportunity,
are you watching?
The opportunity was there in front of you. And here's where, I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some math in this too, but here's where I would argue with Flusie on this. Okay, you did all of that stuff. You were theoretically 15 yards from a field goal where you could have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to kick the ball off. We're going to play defense. We're going to still get the ball back around the 2-minute warning, and maybe with a timeout. And now we're going to win the game. Our next drive is us going to try and win the game.
Just a touchdown. Yeah.
Right. But instead, it's you're really doing a lot of mental gymnastics to just make the argument that you made the right move to possibly tie the game. And it's that part of him as a coach that I already don't like.
Well, here's the question. Is it possible he's not really telling the truth? That he knows that his logic doesn't hold up in that regard, but he was just too scared to let his quarterback do anything?
But
again,
if you're too scared, buy a dog.
I'm telling you.
But Dan, you're asking him to do more. You're in the way that Eberflus is going about this, he's asking Justin Fields and that offense to do more.
But maybe in that moment, he just did not feel that to have the game in his hand, and he didn't trust his quarterback. And he can't.
But then you're trusting him to lead a drive.
Then maybe you're thinking I can run the ball and we don't have to get it in his hands the same way.
You can't because you've got one timeout and the 2-minute warning.
There just wasn't enough.
And you've got to get to the end zone.
There isn't nothing good enough was happening to convince me that any strategy would have worked.
I'm
you know what I mean?
I don't disagree with you.
that's a convoluted way of saying they're just bad.
I agree with you, Dan. What I'm
but
saying,
you've got to hold him to what he's the coach. I know. I understand the process of what you're going through here is because there is going to come a time where this stuff is going to. If everything works out, there's going to come a time where this stuff is all really important.
Yes, and what you're seeing is a coach that is risk averse, and I'm being nice. That felt like being scared. It's 2 yards. And here's the beautiful thing about it, Dan. Let's say your fourth down play fails. Guess what? Your defense can stop them. You can use your 3 timeouts, and then you get the ball back again. I don't like the logic train, and I don't like that he was so ready to defend it. Immediately jumped out before Jason Leisure's question. He was like, well, here it all worked. That whole thing that we did at the end of the game, it completely worked. But it didn't, though, because you didn't. And he wants points for that.
I'm just really surprised. Hey, we got Velus Jones back there.
Right.
Hey, man, what do you want me to do? That's not Devin Hester. He's literally playing his first game.
Right.
We don't even know if he's an NFL player, if he can be a punt returner.
I just thought that was a weird way to phrase that, where it's like, yeah, we got Velus Jones back there. What do people who coach special teams and talk about punts, they say, get me a first down. Your punt return, if it's good, should get you 10 yards. He's assuming that Velus Jones is getting him 16 yards.
Math usually doesn't work very good.
And there was a penalty also that was waved off.
Mm-hmm.
So they would not have been starting. I mean, after that flag, right, they would have been back another 10.
All I'm saying is you had a chance to keep a drive going, and you could have gone through this whole process even by going for it on fourth down. The only difference was field position, which the Giants punter got them out of jail with a 59-yard punt. And maybe it is a little weird because it's a left-footed guy, the spin's a little bit different, and that's why you can't field it.
And he's got a whole caveman thing going on. He's Scottish?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Scottish Hammer.
Yeah, because he kind of looks like...
Does not Scottish as crap.
He looks like Hiccup's dad from How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Right?
He does look like that.
You know what I mean?
Or like he's the brother of the sister in Brave.
The brother of the sister in Brave. That is not a reference I get.
No? All right.
What's Brave?
It's a cartoon. This young girl who wants to be a warrior. She's brave.
Okay.
But they treat her like a princess. And she's like, and I actually believe that character is Scottish. Could be wrong, but. I think that's right.
I'm pretty sure all the Vikings had Scottish accents in How to Train Your Dragon, too.
It's totally fine.
I don't know why they did, because Vikings were Norsemen.
It's just like how all the people who are on Game of Thrones have English accents. And you're like, why? Why do you have that?
Because they're all Shakespearean-trained actors, and it all sounds better that way, I guess.
Just allows people to be like, they're There can't be any black Targaryens!
Or black mermaids. Yeah. Even though mermaids are made up, they're definitely not black.
Complete, and I would...
They're not buoyant.
For all the people that like to jump back into the Hans Christian Andersen Little Mermaid stuff for all of their details on what the mermaid looks like, perhaps you're missing the most important part of the story. You know how Ariel was a slave?
Oh, yeah. The whole breaking free from slavery thing.
Maybe you
can. Doesn't matter. Can't be black.
I don't care if she's a slave as long as she ain't black.
When we come back, we have to reconcile more what this Bears season is going to be. What that game sort of augured for what's left here. As we were talking about Justin Fields and what's going to happen with attrition, we're already starting to see a little deeper into the Bears depth chart after just three games, after four games.
And it's
bad. Yeah, you don't want to see a whole lot further, but I'm afraid we're going to. And also, our bowls are here. See,
yep.
We've got bowls, spoons.
Hey, what is this? I don't think
it's AMSR.
No, it's not ASMR. It's the cafe I used to do.
It's the Limerick Lounge.
Oh, yeah, Limerick Lounge. That's what it is. There once was a man from Nantucket. I got BoJack's cereal. Gonna eat it on the air.
You'll be able to see us eat this. I'm only gonna take like a spoonful of this cereal.
Oh, I pledged a whole bowl.
No, you're going hard a whole bowl with whole milk and all sorts of stuff. But yes, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. You should be here for the next 20 minutes. It's fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I can't say it enough. I mean, with the obvious lack of talent at skill positions.
Oh, damn!
Remember my reaction when Mark Grody said that? And I said, that was before they played a game. An obvious lack of talent at skill positions. Let's amend that. Obvious lack of talent at positions. All positions take some skill. And this roster blows. And I don't know who Joe Thomas is.
you've been having a problem with identifying Joe Thomas.
I know he
all
was the
morning.
Guy that tried to recover the fumble last week and snapped it through his legs. I know that. But nothing against him. But he made me miss Matt Adams, and I don't know who Matt Adams is.
There was not great linebacker play yesterday.
Nope, and I was all excited about Morrow, and he wasn't really all that good, and Roquan Smith wasn't any good either. But the point is, missing Jalen Johnson, you start with a little bit of attrition, and we're only game four.
You talked about this at the beginning of the season, like the idea of
get
your wins while you can.
Or get quality development while you can. It isn't just about the wins. It's material football. Get the plays you want to run, the structure that you want. This could go so bad so fast. When you get to a roster tipping point here, and the only mitigating factor is other teams have a bunch of guys hurt as well.
Sure.
Which the Giants had.
But they're starting at a better starting position than you are.
Yeah, we always make this mistake of looking at the depth chart and looking at starters in the NFL.
And even that. Even if you're just looking at the Bears starters versus anyone's starters. They're at a deficit.
Correct. Even there. But the fact is, in the NFL, it's not about just starters. Your starters get hurt. Your starters need to be rotated in and out of games. And that's why we say, well, next year they'll spend all this money. And they'll spend all the money on starters, a lot of whom are also going to be hurt.
Ideally,
it's just a fact.
Thinking that the guys that are starting or playing a lot of starters snaps for you right now will be better served to be pieces of depth.
Yep.
On your team. Yep. Going forward.
Those will be your proverbial next man up guys.
But this is what we talked about a little bit with Ryan Pace leaving. This is how bad his rosters were. And now Poles comes in here and he's dealing with that. And he's also making his own roster mistakes and putting people out there to go, I don't know if the 2 5th round picks are the best idea to be starting. And maybe they value it as the same way that they value Justin Fields. Well, they've got to learn, and they've got some traits, so we got to figure all of this stuff out.
Kyler Gordon on a competing team would have been benched. He has played poorly enough to be benched. He's getting picked on. He's getting picked on in the run game. He's getting picked on in the pass game. It's one thing when Aaron Rodgers does it. It's another thing when that Giants team does it to you. They are finding him. They are going after him. In all phases.
Kyler Gordon on a good team would probably be primarily that team's nickel.
Okay.
And that's it. I'm never, ever going to say this again. Okay? So mark it down, Riles. Put it on tape. Kendall Vildor played pretty well yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't have him on my list of guys who offended me.
Who did you have on that list?
Everybody else.
Oh, okay. Fair
Except
enough.
For Eddie Jackson, actually.
Bojack did his thing yesterday.
And Josh Blackwell. I don't know who you are, Josh Blackwell, but you made a...
But you're on the air. But
you had a forced fumble and a fumble recovery. Did they say he's a Dukie?
Maybe.
I think I heard that right. Josh Blackwell on a Duke undrafted schmo.
You want to hear something awful, Dan?
Huh.
I got to take my glasses off because I'm getting old. This is the official description of the last play.
Oh, cool.
You ready?
Yes, I am. This is going to be awesome.
3 seconds left. Shotgun, field pass short right to Ebner to Chicago 35 for 2 yards. Lateral to St. Brown to Chicago 44 for 9 yards. Fumbles, touched at Chicago 44, recovered by Jay Fields at Chicago 39. Jay Fields to Chicago 36 for minus 3 yards, lateral to St. Brown to Chicago 44 for 8 yards, lateral to Ebner to New York Giants for 12 yards, fumbles recovered by Chicago Patrick at in Giants 46, Patrick to Chicago 48 minus 6 yards, lateral to Jay Fields to Chicago 49 for 1 yard, lateral to Jenkins to Chicago 46 minus 3 yards, fumble touched at Chicago 45, recovered by Ebner at Chicago 41. Ebner to Chicago 32, minus 9 yards, fumbles, touchdown, Chicago 32, recovered by Belton at Chicago 28. That was the final play of yesterday's game.
That is, in a nutshell, meaningless activity that has defined the current Bears situation.
It was only missing Yakety Sax. That's all it was missing, was the Benny Hill music at the end of it. But
look, we were all on the edge of the couch.
Sure. When you're going forward on that play, it's fun. But it then is not fun.
But eventually you break it. You get that big throwback, and eventually... Eventually.
Sure.
The band runs on the field.
Sure. I thought it was hilarious. All right. So you ready to do some cereal?
Hell yeah.
So if you're just joining us, Dan and I were talking about Eddie Jackson, and Dan was very annoyed by Eddie Jackson. Was annoyed hearing him say stuff because Dan wanted him to do things. He's to start doing things. So since he hadn't had an interception since 2019, 31 games without an interception, we set an over-under on interceptions for Eddie Jackson at 2.5. With Dan then saying that if he got to three, he would eat a whole box of what I believe.
Not a whole box.
Well, you would eat a whole bowl,
yes,
of what I believe you called his awful cereal at the time.
I think I did.
And so now Bojack has got three interceptions. And if he keeps on this pace, that man will be going to the Pro Bowl. So we are going to pay this off when we return. Dan Bernstein eats Bojack cereal. Twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. If you would like to enjoy it visually, you'll also be able to join it audio style on the Odyssey app or over the air. Next, here on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Talking about sports 24 hours a day is absurd. By its nature, the idea of calling a radio station to talk about bouncing ball or something you hit with a stick is absurd. And as long as everybody knows that, we can exist in this world.
Now you're the guy that's going to eat Bojack cereal.
There are a few things that I've just less respect for than a highly paid athlete who decides to stop trying.
That's a hell of a accusation.
Eddie Jackson, I don't know what the heck's wrong with you, but you need to fix it.
I just feel like I could have got complacent sometimes, you know, trying to do too much. I just want to be better than I was last year. I really eliminated the personal goals this year.
What?
He's gone over two seasons without an interception. So what?
What were the personal goals? Now this year, I'm going to go for no interceptions. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it when he's calling press conferences to tell everybody about his inedible cereal.
We don't know. Have you tried Bojack's?
It's probably awful. All I know is
I'm sure it's fine.
The 815 says, Dan, will you eat a bowl of Bojack's if Eddie Jackson has three or more picks? A big one.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Pick a number, and I will commit to it.
The number is over 2.5. Dan eats a bowl.
Right here.
Of Bojack cereal on this radio show.
It became personal with me.
Lance throws. Oh! Picked up. Eddie Jackson's got it. Up with it at the 40, 35, 30. Eddie Jackson inside the 25-yard line.
I'll buy discounted meat. I'm not buying discounted Bojack cereal.
Mills takes the snap. Mills looks to the end zone. Passes batted up in the air and intercepted by Eddie Jackson, number two this season.
Well, we're going to have it because he's going to get a third.
It might be this week. I think there's an opportunity to take it home and make it so that Dan and I eat cereal.
Correct.
Play action to the pocket. Flag flies. He's going deep down the field. And playing middle field, Eddie Jackson, a beautiful over-the-shoulder interception inside the 10-yard line. Number four with number three.
Wacky radio bits.
I eat my shoe. I'll shave my head. I'll walk naked. Aye.
Well, now you're the guy that's going to eat Bojack cereal.
It's on.
That is well done by Ray and Mike Rankin.
That was great.
Telling you the story of how we got here. And if you are joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, Dan, Twitch is blown up from the last segment to this one.
What do you think this is going to look like?
This could look like you eating cereal.
Right.
But there's 1,000 people that want to see you eat cereal right now on Twitch. Oh,
you're all idiots. I love you dearly.
You know what? I tried it during the break because I told you that you're my brother in sound. That I wouldn't leave you alone on the island on this, that I'd join you even though it wasn't my bet. I actually kind of enjoy it. It'd be great if these were fresh, but they aren't. So here it is. Dan's having a bowl. I'm going to forego the almond milk. I'm going to eat it like it's a snack.
I got to turn off my mic.
Why? Because Mitch doesn't like that? Well, guess what? There are some people in the audience that are really going to enjoy when I bite into this bite. It's a whole fetish series of people that will enjoy this. Get real close. You can have the food like clanking here in the bowl. That's right, ASMR people. This is for you. This segment was only for you. Even in its conception. So, have you had enough spoonfuls to have a review yet or no? All right, well, finish that spoonful and then you can rejoin the show. Don't take another spoonful. But yeah, I told you I joined Dan. I'm joining him. I'm just eating it like a treat than a bowl. All right, so what's your review?
Way better than expected. Way better. And it's trying to emulate Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not a Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan. I will tell you what I like about this. And I don't know if this is intended or if this is an effect of it maybe having sat around for a while. These little pillows here have an open spot.
Okay.
It's allowing milk to soak in to the interior of some of these pieces in a way that is, if that was intended, more power to them. And if it wasn't, maybe it's just dumb luck in this particular box. But actually, way better than expected. I am enjoying this.
Yeah, and you went with the whole milk, right?
Oh, yeah.
I went with almond. I went with almond, but I'm not going to use it. Ray, you can just take the almond milk back because, you know, you're a man that'll enjoy some almond milk. I just think even as like a tasty treat, like you do a handful. Hey, Shane. Shane, are you trying some? All right. Shane didn't appreciate it. But this isn't his show. So.
You know, Shane decided to do that no matter what it tasted like. He had already made up his mind that he was going to do that because that was going to be his bit.
Well, doesn't he do the thing where he like deconstructs and then reconstructs food because he's a good chef and stuff? That's why he's at Shane's Meats. Don't you love? See, I kind of love that this segment is driving Mitch crazy.
Well, I kept turning off my mic to eat because I don't
Stop doing that.
I don't want to get yelled at.
Drive our program director crazy because he hates the sound of people eating on the air. Here's the thing about that. This is a bit where we're eating on the air. This isn't just us hanging out doing a regular segment and then someone's eating a Snickers bar. It's different. Or popcorn. But yes, Dan is a man of his word. And if you're on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, our guy is paying off our debt. You might also be saying, who the hell is that handsome guy that's in the room with you all? That's Kevin Lapka. He's going to make sure that all this stuff gets on social. But so far, so good. Neither one of us died. So that's good. Dan took his lactate pill, so I think he's going to be okay. But if he calls off tomorrow, you'll know why. And
that's Wednesday.
And let the... Well, that's different. We already know why for that. You'll be atoning.
For this.
You'll be atoning. Bojack Kapoor.
That's his Indian buddy. That's the Bollywood version of him. Radio's stupid.
It is stupid. And I love that people went along with us on this journey. And throughout it, we're hitting us up on social. Every time Eddie Jackson would get an interception, it became a thing.
And also, he does have a charitable foundation called the Remain to Reach Foundation.
Which is a really... I've actually done some stuff with them. They're the ones that had the charity softball game where we didn't have the heart to tell Khalil Mack that he had struck out in a softball game. Because he had swung at three pitches and didn't come close to hitting all of them. And the rest of us were just sitting there like, you get one more. Yeah, it's a special thing where if you're the baddest man in the land, you get to swing the bat another time. Because you didn't hit anything. Then he hit something on strike four. But yeah, Bojack, Eddie has done a really good job with his charity. And he's talked about how he made some mistakes when he was younger. And it was important for him to give an outlet to young kids who maybe made some mistakes too. So all in all, I think this is a positive. I think that Eddie's playing better. Dan got his lunch in for today, and he got it in early, which means he can actually enjoy his dinner because this new time slot that he's in has been confusing for him when it comes to scheduling his eating every day.
Now, this is important, too. The cinnamon milk that's remaining looks legit.
Look at that. He is just down the cereal cinnamon milk. Congratulations to Dan Burstein for fulfilling his bet.
Congratulations to Eddie Jackson for having 3 interceptions already and getting back to being good at safety.
Yes. If he keeps playing like this, even on a bad team, people will be able to be like, hey, maybe he should go back to the Pro Bowl.
I need a napkin.
Yeah. But we don't have to worry about that. That's where parking sits. He'll be over here in the next segment.
Milk.
Got all the milk. Wasted some cinnamon. Gonna talk with Jalen Johnson about it.
Transition is next on the score.
Go Bears!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.